Hello and welcome to the 11th episode of Leap. I'm so happy that you took the time to hang out with me. I pray that you have had a wonderful Christmas season, celebrating first and foremost Jesus, and then enjoying your families. Now, let's get on with the show. Today, I'm talking about showing up. What do I mean by showing up? When you show up, you are present. You appear in a place. You are there physically in that moment. But when I'm speaking about showing up, let's show up physically as well as show up mentally. Okay? Sometimes our bodies are in a place that our minds are not. And so during this season, I have been intentional about showing up. It's very important to show up mind and body. So one of the things I've done to help me to show up is to turn off my phone, leave it off for a couple hours, and be in the moment, be where I am, be with my family, enjoy my family. Show up. Now, some of you will hear this and you will be like, I'm always showing up for people. I'm always there for others. I've given. I'm tired. Okay. That may be the case. But my question to you here is, have you sought the Lord? Have you asked God, who am I to show up for? See, sometimes we're frustrated, we're stressed, we are stretched thin because we're showing up in the wrong places, in the wrong spaces, for the wrong people. Somebody needs to hear this. Seek the Lord about who you should show up for. Now, many of us automatically think we should show up for family. Not necessarily so. Seek the Lord. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We all have been guilty of going on our own accord, going by our own thoughts, going by what feels good, and not necessarily saying, Lord, should I go there? So then we find ourselves depleted of energy. We find ourselves depleted emotionally as well as physically. Why? Because we're in some places we shouldn't have been in the first place. We've shown up for people that we shouldn't have shown up for because one, maybe they were family, maybe they were friends. And we just automatically thought that I'm the savior. I'm the one who's supposed to show up and help them. Not necessarily so. There's only one Savior. His name is Jesus. Let's seek the Lord in where we should be and how we should show up. Because when we seek Him and we show up, the load is lighter. We have direction. It's clear. When we show up in the wrong spaces, it's a struggle all the time. And we're very tired and we don't want to go back there. Okay? So, yes, show up. But show up in 2022. One, show up seeking God. Show up for yourself. And when I say show up for yourself, meaning I'm all about rest and self-care. Seek the Lord. because there's a time and a season for everything. And some people just go, 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 and never rest. If you are not rested, then you're going to suffer burnout. If you are not well, then you cannot show up and be your best self for someone else. Show up in your family. Now you're thinking I've contradicted myself. I have not. Show up in your family. There's a certain amount of showing up that you must do with your family. Okay? And it depends on where you fall in the family. If it's your immediate family or if it's your extended family. Don't go outside taking care of everybody else and your inside is falling apart. Take care of home. Show up for your family. Show up for your children. Show up for your spouse. Show up. If you have a job, show up. Show up. Be intentional. Be the best version of you that you can be. Don't show up being raggedy. I'm just going to clock in and wait until my time is over. No, because that attitude affects the whole organization. Show up. So I've said show up for your family. Show up for work. Show up in the local assembly. Show up in your church. Okay? When you show up, the Bible says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Many times we rush into church, we late, we didn't prepare. Prepare to go to the house of the Lord. Get up on Sundays and worship before you get to the local church. Do it. Come on now, I'm trying to drop some nuggets and help you. Get, talk to the Lord when you get up. Praise and worship him before you get in the car. Continue it in the drive, continue it in your car and on the drive to church. Why? So that when you get there, you will be a blessing to someone else. You will actually show up with a gift for someone else. And not just show up as a taker, because that can be draining to the leadership. So if the leadership has prayed all week for the people in the church and pray that God sends people, and then they're praying on Sunday mornings, can you please show up with a smile? Show up with thanksgiving, gratitude to God. It shows. There is a lot of spiritual warfare that goes on trying to get to the house of the Lord. There's a lot that goes on. Your pastor at your local church will appreciate if you try to get yourself halfway together before you come to church. If you start beforehand, if you prepare, be intentional about going to your local assembly, just as you would prepare, I hope, for your job. Now, somebody somewhere is thinking, I don't get paid to go to church, but you do. There are so many dividends that you receive by showing up to your local assembly. Trust me, try it out. There is a fellowship waiting for you. And I say this because some people have been out of church now for a long, 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 long time. And God has not told you to do that. Yes, I'm talking to you. There comes a time when you need to show up. Okay. There is still a pandemic. I get it. But if you're going to the club, I didn't mean the club. If you're going to the grocery store, if you're going to the grocery store, if you're going to the gas stations, if you're going to all these various places, but you only have an excuse about the church, you're in error. It's time to show up. It's time to show up. So show up in your families. Show up on your job. Show up in your local assembly. They'll be glad to see you. Especially if you show up already ready. Already ready. So no one has to pump or prime you to praise the Lord. And one of the ways I get ready is when I think of the goodness of Jesus, when I think of past blessings, when I think of he just woke me up and someone didn't get up. And I look and I see that my family is well. We have something to be thankful for. Now, let's go back to when we feel weary. How do we not feel weary and get tired and frustrated and want to throw in the towel and give up on people and all these other things? Because let me tell you now, people, fickly, that's one of my words, fickly. And we all come short. We all have been fickly. We all mess up. We all can be worrisome. But the word of God, let us head it into 2022. Get into God's word. It makes a difference. I'm not saying people still not going to get on your nerves, because they are. But you will be better prepared with your response to people. You'll actually be able to show up without snapping, to show up without hitting. You'll be able to show up in a manner that is Christ-like. Now, I keep talking about Jesus, I keep talking about Christ. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. And if you do not know Jesus, I would like for you to get to know him. Show up. In 2022, we have all missed opportunities to show up in the lives of others. Why? Because we may not have been prepared. We may have been dealing with our own stuff. And we're going to deal with things. We are. But let's be intentional in 2022 and getting in the word and in seeking God for who we are to show up for and where we are to show up. It's very important that we know our assignments. That's very important. That's going to save us a whole lot of waste of time, because all of us have shown up for people that it wasn't for us to show up for. We didn't listen, embrace, and apply our purpose. We went off of how we felt. And our emotions are fickle. So just think about this. Think about showing up and what that means for you and what that means to the people in your life and to the people around you. Because we're going to be showing up in 2022 in the lives of others in different ways. And so the only way we can diversify the way that we show up is to seek the Lord. We cannot show up in everybody's life the same. This is not a cookie cutter process. People are not the same. So we will not show up the same. But if we are to be intentional in 2022, we got to show up as the best version of ourselves. And we can only do that with the help of the Lord. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you continue to tune in with me because bigger and better things are coming in 2022. God bless you.